Right now, Manal Rostam. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, guys.
We've been trying to get you in the studio for about 13 years, and we finally, we've been trying to get you for a couple of months. We're so glad that you're here right
now. Thank you so much for having me. Let's
talk about who you are and how you've become a bit of an icon over the last, 6 months?
No, longer than that, I think, no.
Well, no, hold on. Until it went global. I felt like the story went global about 6 months ago, no?
Yeah.
The hijabs. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
So my name is Manal. I'm 38 years old.
Yeah.
I grew up in Kuwait.
Thank you for just saying your age as a woman.
I don't care. I don't care. Like, I mean, age is a beautiful thing. I still feel 18, though.
Good on you.
Yeah. So I grew up in Kuwait. I'm Egyptian. I moved to Dubai about 7 years ago.
Sure.
Yeah, and 3 years ago, I founded this, currently massive Facebook group to help women, hold on to their hijab. And I called it Surviving Hijab. And at the time, I was just founding it just, to give me support as a hijabi and for my other sisters who wear the hijab, who want to go out and do things and not be judged or not get, negative comments, just to remove all the stereotypes.
Sure.
The group exploded, in November 2014, from 80 girls that I handpicked.
Yeah.
We exploded to 40,000.
Wow.
And it's a closed group, so it doesn't actually pop up unless you search for it on Facebook.
So 40,000 people have searched for this. And now are members.
Well, back then.
And what are we at?
Take a guess.
400,000.
Million.
560,000 girls from all around the world here today. Alhamdulillah.
Well done. Give her a big round of applause. That's amazing. Hey, no joke, but can men get in on this? Because I think there's a lot of men that would want to support this.
No, so I have 4 admins currently helping me out with the whole approval process of all the members. Mm. We want to make sure that if you have a fake photo, like a Titanic photo, for example, you're not accepted. Like,
right.
It's 2017. If you don't have a real photo, you're not in.
But there's some women don't like. I know from my Instagram followers, for example, a lot of local women and a lot of people around the region, they don't like to put a profile photo up. They do sometimes I think, oh, who's this? It's Selena Gomez is following me. No, it's not. So how do you differentiate that?
We go on their profile. We want to make sure that they're real people.
Okay. That's so cool. 500,000 people now.
Yeah.
Around the world, right?
Yes. And what's so beautiful about it is that actually Facebook Middle East and Facebook Global are currently in touch with me. And
good
they're
on
fascinated
them.
By how, this has become a movement and is currently changing lives. So
what
the
on?
Reason why I'm bringing this up is because Surviving Jab inspired me to write to Nike 3 years ago. I dropped an email just asking, the question, why isn't, Nike featuring Muslim hijabi women in campaigns? And I thought, oh my God, someone's going to come arrest me as soon as they open this email. But it wasn't the case. Like the next morning, I actually received an email inviting me to have a conversation about who I am and what I do. And, this is actually amazing that they have been thinking about that. And then 3 years down the line, we have a hijab.
That is fantastic. Okay, listen, I'm going to talk more about the Nike hijab. I want to talk about, if you're a woman who's inspired by this especially, feel free to give me a call right now. 04-423-1000. Inspirational morning right now. Manal Rostam, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to play you this.